All right, so continuing from the Ran on Lama Dalam Viz. We left off with the question of the Ran's question on Rashi, that how do you say that how can you be Mashiach B'Masha, how can you be Mashiach Madabola Kedera if that's not part of the Tarovus anymore? It's gone. It's out of the Tarovus now, he's learning. That's what Ron is learning. That, because we don't really count the Blius as part of the Tarovus. Right? The Blius is not part of the Tarovus, not part of the Tarovus. So it's really like a case of where you're losing Heter. Right? And he says, why is that different than the case in Truma? Because by Truma it says, if you took the Chitim of, if you had a Tarovus of Truma and Chulin, that was Mutter, and then you were Tochein, so the Mishnah says it's still Mutter because you lost whatever Heter you lost, say you lost the same amount of Isser. Right? So you see that you need to have, you always have to have the proportions of Heter and Isser the same. You always have to have the proportions of Bittel. It's not enough to say, because I started out with the shear of Bittel. It's Mutter now. Right? If you remove it, if you remove Heter, now the shear changed. So the Mishnah over there is saying clearly that if the shear definitely changed the Heter, it would be Aser. If the shear of the Heter was Nismite, it would definitely be Aser. The only thing is, the Mishnah says it's an umdana that you don't lose more of one than the other. Right? But over here we say you do, because that's the case. The case is you're looking at the pot now. And right now you don't have Shishim against the Isser. You only have Shishim if you add back what was absorbed into the walls of the pot. And that stuff in the walls of the pot, when it was saying, is not really part of the Tarovus. Because we were saying that's the question according to Rashi. Are you Kovei the Shear? Are you Kovei the Shear at the time of the Nefilah, or are you Kovei the Shear after it's nispashed into the Kedera? But then you would count the Kedera itself. That's Kedera Atzma, according to Rashi. You count where it eventually is nispashed into. But it's just a question of being Kovei the Shear. So he's saying you're Kovei the Shear originally. He says, that's very nice, you're Kovei the Shear originally. But we know if the Shear changes, it becomes Aser. Because you can't say, just because you're Kovei the Shear, you can remove Heter now. You can't say, okay, I'll let the fall, it falls in, it's Batel B'Shishim, it's Kavua, and now I'll siphon off Heter. It's definitely going to be Aser. So how come over here it stays Mutter? So he mentions the Ramban. Ramban gives a strange answer. Ramban says that it's a Kula here. Right? The Ramban says, V'tir et Ramban zal, dim noto min haheter en achinami. Ramban says, if you would have taken from the Heter, that would be true. That it would go, it would become Aser. Although kevan shlo noto mimenu, elishnis mai derech bishul hikilubo. Right? That was the Ramban's answer. That what? That sin, he says, you're right. If you would have taken Heter out of the Tower of Asir, Aaron?
No.
It's, you're on 68?
Yeah.
So, it's sort of in the middle of that paragraph, Amar Rabbi Chanina. V'tir et Ramban. Towards on the left side. So, it's pretty much dead in the middle of that paragraph. V'hochanami ma'ishno. Right? V'tir et Ramban. So, he says, the Ramban says, you're right. That if you would have... Let's just do a little analysis here, okay? So let's just analyze these, the Ramban and the Rambam. So let's try to be medaic over here. So he says like this: V'tira et Rambanzal, right? Got it? De'im noto min haheter en achanami. If you would have taken from the heter, it would be true that it should become aser, just like the Mishnah in Truma. But since you didn't take anything from it, it just shrunk from the process of Bishul, they're abundant on Makel. Okay, let's just keep that in mind. Just keep that in mind. And then he says like this. Before analyzing that, and then he says like this. V'yosir nirin divrei ha-rambam zal. Shekosav b'perek chamisha also mehilchos ma'acholos asuros Dibimai debola kedera, hainu lomar, shemisharin ba'omed yofek kamen nivla ba'omed bedofne kedera. That's what the Rambam says, right? It says, kishemisharin b'kol ha'isurin b'im b'shishim b'im v'me b'im mosayim. So he equates everything, truma, everything. B'misharin b'marak u'b'tavlin z'chotal. U'b'chol sheyesh b'kedera u'b'ma shebola kedera me'acha shenofal ha'isur l'ti omer hadas. Okay? So you only include, again, you're including only the blias after the isur fell in. Okay, so he's saying ubekol sheyesh bekedera ubemasha bola kedera me'achas shenochal Israel fi omer hadas. And what is the Ran saying? The Ran says he likes the Rambam better than the Ramban. And why? Why? Because he says it like this. He interprets the Rambam. It's interesting how he interprets the Rambam. He says he quotes the Rambam, right? Hayin lo mashamasharim be'omid yofakam nivla. The omed bedofne akadera shiroen oso kiilu hu besoch hakadera. Of amasha piches machmas or shekolav ovad lo. So how is, what is he saying about the Rambam? He's saying the Rambam is saying that what? What's the difference? What's the difference between the Rambam and the Ramban according to the Ran? Just factually, basically. What? Why is it? What's the difference between the Rambam and the Ramban?
Ramban says.
It's gone, correct.
It's
gone, but they're mekel. And the Rambam is saying it's still there. But it's funny, but the Rambam is not really saying it's still there. Right? It's nearin. Right, what do you say? He says, Shiroin oso ki ilu hu besocha kedera. Right, and the reason he says that is because we don't really count the tam in the kedera as part of the tarovus, because you don't count the old tam in the kedera as part of the tarovus. Right, as we were saying, you have to listen to last week's shiur. But so it's funny. So I mean, the Rambam is like a pretend thing, right? It's like we know it's not really in the kedera. It's not really in the kedera. Because the blias in the kedera are not part of the tarovus, but it's roanoso ki ilu hu besocha kedera. So why does he like the Rambam better? Why does he like the Rambam better? Why do he like the Rambam better?
Why should they be make on this?
Right, because the Rambam worked out a way that you still have shishim. He doesn't like the Ramban. It's like the Ramban to say that you don't need, that you don't, the Ramban is saying you really don't have shishim anymore. It's really not in this kedera anymore. It's gone. The only thing is, they make them. Here they don't require shishim for some reason. Now, what's interesting is like this. Now, it's just a svara question. It's purely, when he says he likes the Rambam better than the Ramban, it's just a question of, intellectually, a question of formulation. He doesn't like to say that they're breaking the rule of shishim, right? Because everybody, he doesn't like to say it's breaking the rule of shishim. Everybody agrees it's not truly in the part of this tarovus, because by the normal laws it shouldn't be part of tarovus. Ramban says therefore we say they're breaking the law of shishim here. They're being makel in the din of shishim. The Rambam is saying they're not going to be makel in the law of shishim, but they're going to consider it still part of the tarovus. Right? In other words, both of them are, in an absolute sense, they're both making some exception over here. Right? But the Ran says he prefers, it's just an interesting thing, you know, in terms of the Shikul Hadas, says he prefers to keep the Shir the same. Prefers an idea that maintains the idea of the Shir, even if it's by way of a mechanism that they're using over here, as opposed to saying the mekel in the shear itself. I think that's considered a greater inconsistency than to say that what's the matter?
It's greater inconsistency, but you're denying the facts.
But both of them are going to deny the facts. Well, you mean the facts? That's true.
The facts.
That's true.
Yeah, you're right. But in this case, I don't care.
That's true.
That's true. Making up, you know.
Right. Right.
Yeah, but then again, the Morris is not Shabbat today, right?
Right, something's going to have to give. Something's going to have to give. I mean, that's what's interesting about it.
I don't think it's necessarily cleaner to say, the Ron prefers to keep the shear. I mean, that's a big thing to deny reality or in certain
they're both getting rid of Shishamon in one way. One is saying it doesn't have to hit Shishamon anymore.
Right.
The other one's saying we can make up pretend stuff to get to Shishamon.
Correct.
But you can't really have to say either one really can't get Shishamon.
Right, that's what I was saying. Right. Okay, but let's understand the ideas, though. Let's understand the idea. I mean, you can't just do these things, right? I mean, what does it mean they make a love here? So what does it mean they make a love here? So according to the Ramban, he's saying they make a love here. And by Truma, they're not. By Truma, they're not make a. Why? Why are they not make a by Truma? He doesn't say why, but why are they not make a by Truma? He's mechalik between Derech Bishol, right, and Tochein. And over there by Truma, they're Tochein. It's Tochein, right? They're grinding. And whatever falls off, is proportional. It's proportional. But if it would fall off disproportionately, it would become usher. Right? So, but over here, it's also losing something, and it is disproportionate, because you're losing more heter than isser. But since you're losing a derech bishul, then mekel. So what kind of an idea is that? I mean, why is derech tochein worse than derech bishul? So derech tochein, you're losing it. So why is derech tochein worse than derech bishul?
What is
the case is, we're dealing with over here by the bishul, that's the case we're dealing with. We're dealing with the case that, as you see it right now, there's no shishim. But we know when it fell in, there was.
Something is gone.
But we know when it fell in there was shishim. And now derech bishul, for some reason the isser, the heter would dissolve quicker than the isser. We don't know why, but that's the fact. By trum, we just never say that's the fact. You know, he's just arguing from a theoretical point that you would say. You see the Gemara, the Mishnah holds, you would say it's a problem if you knew. Yeah. So what's the difference? I mean, what's the idea of being makel? I mean, what does it mean to be makel? I mean, there's no shishim. I mean, what does it mean to be makel? There's no shishim here. See, he's not learning. In other words, the Ran is not learning that. The Ramban is not learning like the Ran is learning the Rambam. The Ramban is not learning that you do have shishim. Right? He's saying, no, it's whatever you do it right now, there's no shishim. Right? So if there's no shishim here, how could it be mutter? So what's the answer to that? Because you're relying on the first shishim. Right? You're really relying on the first shishim. Like we were saying last time. That's really the din of Mashabola Kedera. The din is a question of when are you koveya the sheer shishim? When are you koveya the sheer of this tarovas? So let's put the question in a different frame, different framework. Put the Ramban in a different framework. If you frame it differently, sometimes it's a little easier to understand it. So in other words, like this. When the Isser falls into the Heter, so the Ramban is learning what's the din of the Gemara, Mashabola Kedera Kvar. The din of the Gemara is that the Shas Nefila is Koveya what? It's Koveya the Shear of this Tarovas. Okay? No. It is Koveya the Shear of this Tarovas. Okay? It's Koveya the Shear of this Tarovas, and the Shear of the Tarovas is Shishim. Now what happens when it's the Sma'at? It never changes the Shear. The Shear never gets reset.
Is it the same Tarovas?
It's the same Tarovas, exactly. It's the same tarovas. Oh, exactly. In other words, Ramban is saying, he says, of course, if you took a ladle in and took out heter, that would be a new mixture now, because one of the components was altered, right? One of the components was altered. So since a tarovas is a mixture of two components, when either one is altered, now you have a new entity. New entity requires a new shear. So the only thing is the Ramban is saying is that what? Derech Bishul itself is not considered, even though Derech Bishul removes the heter, but since it's a natural process of this Tarovis itself, this is a Tarovis of Bishul. Right? So that's the mechanism itself. So that's what he means, Omegel. That changes that come from the mechanism itself of Bishol are not considered to reset the Tyroves as a new entity, even though losing Heter really conceptually should recalibrate the Tyroves to require a new measuring. Now, as the din is, according to the Ramban, the din is, what is mutter? Anything that was measured at Shishim. And as long as no new event occurs that forces you to remeasure, you have the original heter of the Shir Shishim. And the kula is, Nismai Derech Bishol is not considered a new event. But Tochen is, because Tochen has nothing to do with this Tyroves. Lagabi this Tyroves, Tochen is just an extraneous action that's causing things to be lost. So there's no idea of being Mekel by, there would be no concept of being Mekel by Tochen. Tochen is just considered a new phenomenon. The only thing is, the new phenomenon, we have a right to assume, affects both portions equally. You understand? That's the idea that I'm... Very interesting idea, isn't it? I mean, what's so interesting about it is, like, this is what I was trying to tell you in the beginning. You know, what's interesting about it is, you know, if you come at it with, like, a chemical analysis, laboratory perspective, so you say, look, well, what's the difference? The shear is the difference. But it's a halachic thing. There's a shear, but then there's a halachic formulation. As long as it has the shame of shishim, it's mutter. Now there's a question. What changes the shame? When do we have to change the shame of this shear, of this tyrovis? So that's a new event. But they're makel in defining bishul, not defining bishul as a new event. That's the kula. Okay? And it's nismai from the bishul. So it's mashma from the Ramban, even Burnoff. I mean, we had the question we don't know the answer to from last week. But even Burnoff, it would seem, that's why he likes the Rambam better, because he's learning the Rambam that Burnoff would definitely not be good anymore. But simple Burnoff, I guess you would say, as long as it's Torah's Bishul, if you kept cooking it forever and ever, that's not Bishul anymore. Now you're just killing the thing. Nitzma'it wasn't like in Shabbos. In Shabbos, you have, I guess the Ramban would have to say, Nitztamek Viralo is already too long. Right? Like on Shabbos. In Shabbos, you have the same thing. Like, if you want to know, when is the thing finished cooking for Shabbos, you want to know if there's an Issa Bishul. So if it's Mavushal already, there's no more Issa Bishul, right? So when is Bishul done? So they're different shiur. I mean, so in terms of Doraisa, you say Machal Ben Jusoy. I think it's shiur like it, right? Machal Ben Jusoy. But Midrabanan, they say, as long as cooking it makes it better, you still say it's not completely cooked. I guess you'd have to say that. You have to find a concept like that and use that for the Ramban. He would say, Derech Bishul is only when the Bishul is really still improving it. But if you're just going to boil it down, that's not Derech Bishul anymore.
You're worried about boiling everything out and just having
the... Yeah, idea. Exactly. There has to be a limit. So I would say the limit is Derech Bishul. But Derech Bishul means it's still improving.
You say Derech Bishul in this frame of belief, you can still eat it.
I know, because we left with the problem. What if you just keep boiling the thing, and you get down to half and half? The Ramban cannot be mutter. And you can't say it's not mutter, but then you're going to be stuck. It has to be mutter, because you never change the shear. So I'm trying to put in a shear that would take care of that. The Ramban would be happy. What?
Oh, yeah, you thought it's okay.
Oh, I'm saying that's not okay, because that's not called Derech Bishul anymore. That's just boiling the thing to death. Has to be a... That's not Derech Bishul. Once the thing is fully cooked, anything more is not Derech Bishul. In other words, once the objective is completed, the Maisa is not considered Bishul anymore. That's just burning it out. Like, for instance, I was doing a Ram, we were doing a Ram the other day. The Ram says, by Nivel Pes, he says, when you're talking to your wife, so he says, you'll have to, you know... You have to have shalom, and in terms of tashmish, you know, it can't be something that she's not happy. So you have to talk. But he says, but divrei havai is usser. So havai means like nothing. So he says, well, what's divrei havai? So he's talking and he calls it like a nivel pet type of thing. So he says, like, havai means something that is has no purpose. So the dibor that is necessary for the maisa, that's mutter. But anything more is Havai. Why? Because it's not serving any purpose. In other words, once the thing loses its purpose, the mice is still not defined, is defined like a waste. You understand? So derech bishul would be what he calls a derech bishul, right? He says something about bishul, right? He says derech bishul hikilush, and it's my derech bishul. So it would have to be part of the bishul. But bishul means that it's part of the culinary process. If the chef would say you're overcooking it, I would say that's not derech bishul anymore. Okay, but the Rambam says what? It's ki'ilu b'socha kedera. Yeah. So what does that mean? How does that work? So the Rambam is learning like this. I don't have it fully defined. You want to try? Well, the Rambam is learning like this. That different than the Rambam. Ramban is saying that the original nefilah is koveya the shear of shisha. Right, the shear of the tarovus, and once that's kavua, doesn't change unless there's a new event to create a new measurement. But the Rambam seems to be learning, I think this is what you're saying, Joe, that it's not the shear of the tarovus, but what? The components of the tarovus. Okay, it's koveya the entities of the tarovus. And as long as those entities are not chutz min akedera, they're still considered, they're still ola for the shear. In other words, here's a slight difference I'm saying. If you say it defines the shear, that means this tyrovus has a din of shishim. Doesn't matter what's left anymore. The din shishim remains. Okay? Din shishim, if you say it's koveya the shear, then it means we don't measure anymore. We stop measuring. And we stamp it shishim, and that's the end. No more measuring. Unless something forces us to remeasure. If you say that it's koveya, the entities of the tarovas, what does that mean? It means we're always measuring. We just have to know what we're measuring. You understand? But we're always measuring. You don't need a new event to measure. Okay? The only thing is, he's saying that once the nefila is koveya, the original entities of the tarovas, and as long, this is the part I'm a little shaky on, as long as it's not chutz min akedera anymore, it's still considered part of the tarovas. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, why is going into the atmosphere outside of the kedera, but going into the walls of the
right. Earth? Right. That's what you got to answer, Joe. In other words, you don't count the time in the kedera originally, right? So because that wasn't kavua as part of the tarovus, because the iser didn't fall into the time in the kedera, right? So it only fell into the heter in the kedera, the contents of the pot, right? But the Ramban, but that's what he's saying. He's saying whatever is still in the walls of the kedera is still considered like it's in the kedera, but whatever burned off is gone. So you see, we're constantly measuring. It's a constant measuring system here, right? You don't need a new event to measure, right? So then you're going to have to say that what? That the heter is still here because you're measuring it. So then he's saying that what? That once the iser fell in and was koveya the components, then even though it goes into the wall of the kedera, it's not considered to have left but it still is funny. I mean, it sounds a little shaky, right? In other words, the time in the wall of the kedera is not part of the old time is not part of the tarovas because it was never in this arev with the iser at the shas nefila. Shas nefila is koveya. So whatever was since it's not considered to interact at the nefila with the tam in the kedera, the kavias is only on the contents. But going into the wall of the kedera is not considered chutz l'kedera. It's not that it's see the problem is like the point is like this. The reason why we don't count it originally is not because it's chutz l'kedera. It's because it's not nis'arev derech bishul with it when it originally falls in. It takes a secondary step to get into the time of the to get into the wall of the Kedera. That's not part of the original Tarovas. It's a secondary effect of the original Tarovas. So it just is not Kavua as part of the Tarovas. But that doesn't mean that whatever is Kavua when it goes into the walls is Chutz L'Kedera. I have to think about it a little more. But that's what you're saying, Joe, right? It's good for her. So that's the difference. Ramban is learning it's a kvius of the shir, and the Ram is learning it's a kvius of the entities. The only thing is, we say it's not considered out of the kedera unless it actually is burned off. Okay, good enough for now, right? All right. Now you want to take up one last thing. He has one very interesting machlokas here. He says, because of a Rav Rabbeinu Aaron Halevi. So the Ra'o says like this. He says, Havi Odea. The kishem mishairin berotev mishairin likizayas beitza umechza shel rotev shekain shi'uro she'im yikro she'yamor al kizayas ad kam l'shono. So he says like this. He says, let's say you had an iser, let's say you had a kizayas, a solid kizayas of iser fall into liquid, right? So you need 60 kizayim against that kizayis, right? Okay, so the Ra'o says each
liquid
exactly the liquid volume of a beitza and a half only counts for one kizayis. Okay, so you'll need 90 beitzim, right? 90 beitzim of heter against one solid kizayis of Isser. Okay? So where does this come from? He didn't just pull this out of that. So he explains, because the Gemara says by Shabbos that the Gemara says that if you have Yayin, for instance, and Dam, he has a couple cases of it, that's liquid, if you let it dry until it congeals, one revius will congeal down into a kizayis. A revius is a beitz and a half. Okay? So, in other words, a liquid, if you want to turn a liquid into a solid, physically, one revius of liquid will turn into one kizayis of solid. Right, even though the Gemara sort of rejects this, it's not true for every single thing, but obviously water is not going to... Right? Water is absent. But... But he says that's what the Ra'a is going for. That's what the Ra'a is going for. To try to get an equivalency of solid to solid, even though right now it's a liquid. So the Ran rejects it. Let's skip skip this whole middle part where he's just trying to show his sources. He says, like two lines from the next paragraph. He says, V'afal pikein ein devar of nirinli. Tekevan de omrinan misharin birotev stama. Right? That was one of the questions we asked. Why does the Gemara say you misharim with everything? It enumerates, right? Well, it enumerates the things. Misharim berotev, bekipa. So he says, but since the Gemara just says berotev stama, mashma de kamos shehu misharinan. Oh, so. That's how we mishire. Mishire the way it is. Not like the raw. Shekach shi'aru chachomim. She'en lecha shenosein tam yoser mishishim afilu berotev. See, that supports the way we were learning last week, right? That you can't ask what about the tam. Because if you define the sugya this way, then this is exactly what they meant by shishim. So that is what they meant. And when they said there's nothing that gives tam more than shishim, they meant in the way they defined it. You know what I mean? Oh, no, because we asked the question, maybe it was after shir, that if you say a thing gives tam up to shishim, so the Ramban's svar is very nice, but you don't have shishim anymore. I mean, physically, you just don't have shishim, right? And the Ramban say shishim you need, so now you don't have shishim. So you say no, but that is shishim. In other words, when the Ramban said shishim, they already took into account the fact that you can add madabola kedera. You know what I'm saying? So you can't ask a question like that. That is the shir shishim. So he's saying a similar thing. He's saying, when they said shishim, they meant shishim of rotev. That was the ashir. You can't ask. You can't. Right. You don't have to make it bigger. But it's an interesting question. I mean, he says, "Shem lo kain hainu tzrichin lochosh v'losis adover l'shiurin." Now everything would become all mixed up. Sometimes it would be 90 beitzim, sometimes it would be shishim. I mean, it'd be, that's not the way Chacham could have made their shiurim. Everything has to be straight. Ula'ayin b'isr v'heter im hu avo duck. Every time something falls in, you have to see, is it a thick liquid, is it a thin liquid? But in terms of the svara, I mean, what was the svara of the ra'a? Sounds like he's saying that you need, that when they say shishim, it's what? It's shishim. He's saying that the tarovis is defined by what you're measuring it against. I mean, it's an interesting svara. Tarovis is measured by, so if it's a solid, you have to measure it in units of solid. The shear shishim is in the unit of the iser. And he's saying, no, that would be a complicated system. That would be a complicated system. You have to translate everything into the shear of the iser. When they said the shear, they just were describing. No, it's just a description, really. It's not really a definitive shishim. Definitive shishim, the Rav would seem to be right. Shishim of the iser. If the iser is a solid iser, you need to get shishim of solid heter. Ah, you have a liquid. You got to figure out what would it take to make shishim of solid heter. If you had liquid into a solid, it's a good question. If you had liquid into a solid, would you say it would go both ways? The only thing is, it can't go both ways. I'll tell you why. See, you're right, it's a good kasha. It can't go both ways, because the liquid will eventually turn into a solid, because it's just talking about drying up. But the solid will never turn into a liquid. So you can't say, if I have a kezias of solid, it's the equivalent of a revius of liquid. It's not. It would require an addition to make it that sheer.
What do you look at? You're looking at the.
In other words, contained in the. I hear what you're saying. Good question. I don't think about it. It's a good question.
What would you say?
You have a solid. Yeah, you have a solid is heter and a liquid iser. What does he say again? What does the Ross say exactly? He says, Velosis devil assured. Ron does indicate you're right, because in the end he says, She'im lo kain, hainu tzvichim lochash velosis hadavar l'shiurin, ulayin bi'isser viheter, im hu avodak. You'd have to go both ways, it would seem. But it would seem he would go l'chumra in both ways. It would just be my impression that, yeah. No, I don't think he can go both. I don't think he can go both ways, because you can say it like this. In other words, if you have a kezias of iser falls in, so now you need a shear of 60 kezasim of heter, right? So he's saying, but one revius of liquid is really only a shear of 60 of one kezias of heter, right? Right. What? Oh, but when it goes down to a solid, it's a kezias. Oh, okay. That's what's confusing. So if I had an iser, kezias of iser fall in, now I need 60 kezasim of heter. So I only count each liquid revius as one kezias of iser, of heter, right? But that's l'chumra. Now, it's really volume-wise, I have a lot. But in terms of the shear, of what I have, what's the shear of kezias that I have? Right, so I have more, b'chlal masayimona. So I have a lot. But now in terms of how many kezesim do I have how many shiuri kezesim, and now a shear kezias is a solid shear. So from revius to a kezias, I have to convert. But if I had a revius of iser, right, I can't say that my solid, because if it were liquefied, it would be bigger, right? Well, first of all, Lemaisa, first of all, let's clarify one thing. I think maybe this whole thing is a mistake. Maybe we're making a big mistake here. When you say that it goes from a liquid to a solid, that's true. That means to say, if I have wine and I let it dry, it'll dry down to a kezias. But it doesn't mean that things go from solids to liquids. Things don't go from solids to liquids, right? Unless you add water. Even then, they don't go from solid to liquid. If I have a piece of meat that's a kezias, it doesn't turn into, in any sense of the word, a revius of liquid. right? It just doesn't. Huh? It will not turn into a ravias of liquid. That's because that would require adding water. You know, so that would be making things different. That would be making the tyrovis new. That would be making a whole new tyrovis. He's saying when I have
the dried myself and add water.
But that would be a different thing. That's not what I have. I don't have added water in my tyrovis. Yeah, but not a liquid that's three times as big.
No, I agree.
So this whole conversion is only saying that when you have a natural liquid like wine, right, were it to dry out, it would turn into a solid kezias. That's all it's saying. But if you have a solid kezias, it's not going to turn into a revius of yayin naturally. Nothing happens like that, right? So he's just saying like this. He's saying when I have a kezias of iser, even though I have a lot of liquid, I have to be mishayer in the way that the iser is. So the iser is a solid kezias. I have to figure out a shear that the liquid would be a solid kezias. That's a revius to kezias, right? But if I have a revius of iser, right? So now I'm going to need. Now the only way to have a revius of, now I'm going to need 60 revios of heter. You always need the shear of the iser. The only thing is, from liquid to liquid goes into solid.
You're saying you're looking at the way it is right now? In general, are you looking at the way it is right now, or the way it will be?
But it will never be any. There is no will be by going from a solid to a liquid. Rotev as it is. That's what we want to say. All right, now let's take a little bit of a different segment. So now the Gemara continues. Back in the Gemara, Sadi Zayin and Vez. Gemara says like this: Omar Rebbe Yochanan, Kol Yisurin Shebetorah Mesharinan Kiilu Hein Botzel VeKaflot. So what does that mean?
Where are we?
Sadi Zayin and Vez. Right from where we left off. Kol Yisurin Shebetorah. Rashi says. Kol Yisurin Shebetorah Levad Gira Nosha De Kabosar Belefesu. I don't know why the Shita Mikabetzes takes out this Rashi, I see. Yeah, because that's a little bit of a problem. So the Mishnah says we Mishayer the Gid Kibosar Belefes. Right. Here it's saying that what? It's Kibotzel V'Kaflot. What is Botzel V'Kaflot? It's an onion and a leek, no? Botzel is an onion. And lefis is like that. Yeah, botzel of a kaflot. They're spicy things. Right, they're flavorful. So Rashi, what does it mean, Misharina? Misharina and osom ki'ilu ho'iser botzel o kaflot. The ilu hoyanosein tam beheter zesh in a special emo osro. So this is a very particular type of a shear, right? It's not kibosar. It's not kibosar v'lefes. Kibosar v'lefes was saying you always view the iser, you view the gid like bosar, and you view the heter like lefes, no matter what. But here it's just saying you got to take the heter what it is. Take the heter as it is, would seem, and you just view the iser like it's an onion. Okay, the ilu hoyanosein tam beheter zeh shenis bashel imo osro. And if it would give tam in this food that you're cooking it with, then it asers ubahach isuri delo motzi lemitaminu ka'omar. It's only talking about things that you can't taste. Kigon min umino. Ve'inami she'ein omino. De'isura. So you can't taste. Ve'leka kfela. Vakati lo ifsik hilchus abishishim. Interesting Rashi. So Rashi, this statement of Rabbi Avohu was pre the din of shishim. It was before they paskined that everything is shishim. Because the Gemara before says, different shir. Right? Amar Rabbanu b'shishim. There's a little bit of a stira, right? First we say shishim over here. Now he's giving a different shear. Everything is kibbutz of a kaflot. This was one of the original shiurim. This was an original shear Rashi's learning. So the Gemara says, funny thing, Gemara says, so the Gemara says like this. Omale Rabbi Abba Labaye Vilisharinu Bipal Polim Vitavolin Dafilu Be'elaflo Batil. Funny Gemara. Says, why are you picking Botzel and Kaflot? Why don't you pick Papalim and Tavlin? Spices. Nosin Tam Be'elaf Kimosan. Amale Shia Ruchachomim De'ein Nosin Tam Be'isurin Yoser Mi Botzel V'Kaflot. Rashi, the Chomim or Meshayer Ein Be'isurin Be'nosin Tam Yoser Mi Botzel V'Kaflot. Funny Shaka V'Tarya. It's a funny Shaka V'Tarya. They figured out that all the normal Isurim, I guess, the regular foods that are usur, don't ever give time more than an onion. In other words, so the Shaka V'Tarya seems to be like this. The Gemara is saying that they took a Shir L'Chumrah. Right? It took a Shir L'Chumrah. That's Batal V'Kaflot. So of Nesinas Tam. It took a Machmir Shir of Nesinas Tam. So the Gemara asks, so then take the most machmir shear of the Nesinas Tam. If you're going to go with a shear of, I would say like this, that the answer of the Gemara is that they took the shear, the most chomor shear of things that are considered ochlim, not tavlin. In other words, the Gemara thought they're taking the greatest shear of Nesinas Tam. You want to make sure there's no Nesinas Tam? We'll take the greatest shear of Nesinas Tam. The greatest shear of Nesinas Tam is spice. We're saying, no, we're not taking the greatest shear of the phenomenon of Tam. We're giving the greatest shear of Ochlim as of Nesinas Tam as an Ochel. In other words, there are things that are essentially Nesinas Tam. That's Tavlin. That's their essence. But then there's the Nesinas Tam of just the Tarovas of Ochlim. So that's the Gemara's answer. They took the category of Ochel. All right, not exactly what the Gemara says, but
what's the difference between Ochlim and Tavlin?
That the onion is something that you eat in the thing.
But you put it in. Nobody wants to eat the onion.
Onion is a food.
An onion is not considered the charef once it's cooked. It's considered a.
Clearly, the Gemara didn't consider it to be in the same.
Didn't the Gemara say, wasn't there a Gemara?
Yeah.
Alright, let's go a little further. Omer of Nachman, Gid Beshishim, let's take the next figure. Gid Beshishim, Vain Gid Min Aminion. Okay, so the Gid needs Shishim, and you don't count the Gid as one of the Shishim. When we say, now they're defining, what does it mean, shishim? It's always a little confusing. Is it shishim, is it the total of shishim that you need? Or is it 61, right? So, that's what they call milagav and milavar, right? You ever see that in the Gemara? Sometimes that gets very confusing. Sometimes the Gemara gives proportions, it's not clear if it means it's one of the sixth, if it's one, like by onah, like one sixth. Right? Is it 1/6? Tosis as it always. Is it 1/6? Like in other words, if it's worth 5 and you pay 6, is that called 1/6? Yeah. So of what you paid, it's 1/6. You mean? Or does it mean no? It's worth 6 and you paid 7. That's 1/6. So there's always two ways to look at these ratios. Milagav and milavar. In the thing included or the thing outside the number. Right. Anyway, so it's 1/60. That's what it means here. But kachol is an exception. Kachol b'shishim v'kachol min aminyan. So what's the kachol? The udder. The kachol is the udder. So Rashi says, did I skip something? No. Beitza b'shishim v'ain beitza min aminyan. Okay. Beitza shel of tamei. Oh, Rashi. Ain gid min aminyan. Debinin shishim deheter levad minei of a kachol hoel umin heter hu. So the kachol is really a kosher piece of meat. It's the udder. It's the cow's udder. The only so since it's heter, The only problem is what? The milk in the udder. The only problem is the milk in the udder. Okay? Milk in the udder really is mutter. No? I mean, it's really mutter. But I think, but midrabanan is also. When you cook it with the, right? Imnis bashalim abasar misharinon le bishishim libahadi dide. So, it's a strange din. That what? The kochol itself is really mutter. No, it's not an exception, Rashi is saying. You really do have shishim against the iser. Right? But the kochol itself is heter. You know, what do you have the kochol now, right? It's meat. So, the Rashi of Ein Gid Min Aminim, the end of that Rashi. Of a kochol, ha'ul min heteru. See that, Rashi? The first wide line. Ein Gid Min Aminim. So, in other words, you need 60 times the iser. But the udder itself is not iser. The problem is that you're going to be cooking the meat of the udder with the milk. Right? Right? Well, right? So now, all you need is 60 times the milk of meat. All you need is meat that's 60 times the milk. Right? So all you need is 59 other units of kochol. Because it'll all be mustarif. The kochol itself is not iser. Right? So you have shishim. It really is a din of shishim. It's shishim of the meat in the pot against the milk. But the udder itself is meat. So it'll be included in the shishim. Right?
It just seems like a little, like,
simple.
Strange way of saying it.
Right.
The regular din.
It's the regular din. Okay, because it gets confusing. You'll see. Now it's like this. Oh, that's the whole problem. We'll see. It's a whole big problem. Now it's like this. Omar Rabbi Yitzchak Bereid Rabbi Misharshia. The Gemara starts out simple, okay? That's the way it goes. V'kochol atzmo asra. Even... I said that quickly. So, the kochol itself is asra. I said it before. That even though you had shishim against the kochol, even though you had shishim with the kochol min aminyan, right? So everything else is mutter. Because you don't have tam cholav in the kedera, but the kochol itself is aser. Why? Sherei abosar noson bo tam. Vehu lo noson tam bebosar lefishem muat hoya. Gets confusing. The bosar that it's cooking with gave it tam. But it itself was mutter bosar, right? So it means what? It must mean the milk inside of it. It gave it. With the milk inside of it, Tom. Mm-hmm. Right? But it's not giving time to everything else, because the milk inside of it is batel b'shishim to everything else. Right?
What, you're saying just mathematically, if you have 60 with the kachal,
the kachal itself isn't the milk.
But the only reason why we're worried is because there's milk inside of it.
Yeah.
I hear your question. It's a good question. You're right. This makes very little sense right now. Right? Hold on, let's just get to the whole shot. Now it goes like this. Ve'i nofa l'kedera acheres oser. And if this kachol fell into another kedera, it would ask to the next kedera. Okay. Omar Ravashi. Let's just do the Gemara next time. We'll work it out. Omar Ravashi. Ki avinan be'i rav kahana iboilan. Ki misharinan bedidei misharinan ob maid nofag minei misharinan. So he asked a strange question. He says, where mu mishayir... Or Mishayir it, or what comes out of it? Okay. Bididei Mishayirinan, Rashi. Deboinan shei beheter shishim kamoso, obamai de nofak minei. Ein tzrichim shei beheter ela beshishim mashe polat ze. Dehai mai de osi kamon lav bikederu. Mishta shadinan lei levar. Because we're not eating the kachol. We're throwing it out. So do you need shishim against it, the whole thing, or just whatever's coming out of it? Well, yeah. So he says, "Pshita de bidei mishnayirinan, de ibamai de nafak minei, minayadinan." Says, "Of course we go by it. How could you figure out what's coming out of it? Elamiato nofalikadera cheres lo yesar. Square grants us a funny question. So now, if you have shishim against the whole thing, why should the asim next kedera? Why should the asim next kedera? Rashi elamiato ho lo bidide misharinan ho ivtil kule. Sheholach kol atzmo betavshil. Apparently, the more hetter you have, the more the stuff comes out, right? The ilav hachia, my boy, is shishim kamos kulo. But I understand. But he said we need shishim because we just don't know. It's a funny Rashi, right? He says if you need shishim, why else would you need shishim? He says you need shishim because we just don't know. That's the more I said a minute ago. We came into kulo batalte nofu v'kedera cheres la yesar. Shouldn't be a problem. So he says no. Cave on Domer of Yitzchak Boyd Rav Misharshia v'kachol atzmo aser shavu a rabbanon kichatichas kichaticha denevela. Rashi v'pnei shebetchila nesar ad shelo nitztamek. When it's cooking before it shrinks down, it becomes aser. Demishenosna hakedera botam. Once when you're first cooking it, since it has the milk in it, once the other meat gives it tam, miyad nesar. It becomes immediately aser. Umeoz shavyua rabbanan kichatichas iser. Now the rabbanan make it a chatichas iser. Shehi li ola masur, kid oma masnisen. Is manchem akiro. You have to throw it out. Okay. So the problem is, what is the shakla vataria over here? It's a very confusing piece of Gemara. What's the shakla vataria? With the original question, what you mishayered against? Yeah.
Does this depend on chatichas nevela?
Yeah, it would seem so, yeah. Yeah.
Even though it's Basar B'chalav, it's like a...
Yeah.
It's really a question of Taroves here.
That's what Tosas goes into. Tosas goes into that question. Tosas goes into the question. He says, why... Tosas' question is, if he says, Chatichas Asman Avela right away, so why can you count it as part of the Shishim? That's Tosas' question. And there's the whole... We started out, like, the whole thing sounds like crazy over there. Started out saying, it really is not Isser. Right, that's why you can count it as part of the decision. Then we're saying no, it's absolutely us right away. So then, Haki, why don't you count it as the decision? We'll try to work this out next time.